North Carolina laws are changing, from what you need to vote to which clinics can provide abortions to how teachers keep their jobs. The General Assembly passed many of the new laws last week at the very end of the legislative session. So every day this week, WFAE is examining some of the major changes. We've covered gun legislation and abortion regulations so far. This morning, we focus on education. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk and Lisa Miller are here. Hey, guys.
Hey, Marshall.
So, are big changes in store for education?
There were a lot of new things that passed either in bills or through the budget. That includes getting rid of teacher tenure and including money for vouchers for kids to attend private schools. And I was asking Lisa about all this. She's covered education here for a while, and she told me many of these changes shouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah, a lot of them shouldn't. Republican leaders have been working on some of these changes for the past 2 years now, like getting rid of tenure for teachers. Tenure can make it harder to fire a teacher, but it's not like what you think of in universities. But lawmakers didn't have enough movement to get rid of tenure last year, so they took it up again this year, and it passed.
Why are we seeing so many of these education changes now?
Well, Republicans have been in charge for the past few years, and they're going off a model in Florida that Republicans pushed there and that other states are trying out, too. Last year, lawmakers here decided to require schools to hold back students who can't read at grade level in the third grade. That's a Florida thing, and that's going to just take effect this coming school year. This year, we see it with vouchers. The state will give low to moderate income families $4,200 to send their children to private schools. That's starting the next school year. Supporters say that way parents won't be forced to send their children to nearby schools that are struggling.
So $4,200, is that going to cover the cost of private school tuition?
Tuition for many private schools is much higher than that. In fact, often double that. So it's tough to say how useful the vouchers will be. The budget sets aside $10 million for that next school year, and that will likely expand the following year. Critics say that's just siphoning money from public schools.
One of those critics is CMS Superintendent Heath Morrison. He points out this taxpayer money is going to schools that aren't held to the same standards as public schools. For example, starting this year, public schools will get grades kind of like their students get, A through F. Private schools won't. And that grading is another thing we got from Florida. Morrison said in a press conference last week he understands why states are looking to Florida as a model.
But then they forget what also Florida did under Governor Jeb Bush. They invested a huge amount of money on pre-K and kindergarten. And yet many states that want to do, quote unquote, the Florida model don't want to do that part because that's hugely expensive.
Now, lawmakers are providing money for an extra 2,500 kids to go to North Carolina's pre-K program this year, but that's after deep cuts, and legislators did make some significant cuts to the education budget this year.
Now, how will those cuts play out in the classroom? What do they mean for kids?
So the most noticeable cut will be to teacher assistants. These are people who can help students one-on-one or work with kids in small groups, even help lead classes sometimes. So it can be hard at times telling the assistant from the teacher. Lawmakers cut about a fifth of their state funding.
There are also cuts for teachers. Altogether, State Superintendent June Atkinson says the budget could cost thousands of teacher and teacher assistant positions. That's not the same thing as layoffs. Schools often have vacant positions. CMS, for example, doesn't expect to lay off teachers, but there will likely be larger class sizes.
Now, there are parts of education that lawmakers increased funding for. There's an extra $7 million for school police officers in elementary and middle schools, as well as an extra $2 million for installing panic alarms.
And teachers will certainly notice their paychecks aren't any bigger this year. But one of the changes lawmakers included in the budget is a $500 raise next year for the top performing teachers. That's a nod to performance pay, but the state is still working on a more comprehensive plan for that.
Lisa, you've done a lot of coverage of charter schools. What's changing for them this year?
Well, they'll have an easier time expanding. Charter schools can now add one grade without the approval of the State Board of Education.
What about community colleges and universities? What are the big changes there?
For starters, some people may be paying more tuition. At community colleges, tuition for North Carolina residents will increase by a maximum of $80 a year. And at UNC system schools, tuition for out-of-state students will go up either 12% or 6%, depending on which university you go to. In-state students will pay the same.
Okay, WFAE's Lisa Miller and Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Michael will join us again tomorrow morning to discuss how North Carolina's voting laws are about to change.